From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. The statewide school budget vote and Board of Election is Tuesday, May 21st. In the Catskill Central School District, there are four open seats and only one candidate successfully collected the required number of signatures to make the ballot. Alan A. Corser III of Grace Court in Catskill is a graduate of Coxsackie-Athens Central School and a lifelong resident of Athens and Catskill. He was an employee of the Catskill District for 24 years and recently served as a member of the 2018 Capital Improvements Task Force. As a member of the board, Corser said, and I quote, "I am willing to work with others for stronger educational values," end quote. Open seats may also be filled by write-in candidates. Late May 19th, district residents Scott Petito and Robert Tomlinson circulated an email appeal for votes. The duo wrote, and I quote, "We welcome the opportunity to serve our community and look forward to emphasizing the importance of a well-rounded education that incorporates creativity and validates the vitality of one's imagination," end quote. The Catskill Teachers Association has endorsed an additional four write-in candidates, Zebulon Haggerty, Patty Duchesne, Aaron Varone, and Ryan Oswald. The announcement was made on the CTA Facebook page. Three of the four open seats carry three-year terms. The fourth one is a one-year term to fill the remainder of an unexpired vacant seat. Polls are open 1 p.m. to 9 p.m. on Tuesday in the Catskill High School gym. Bay Area News Group and the Daily Freeman staff are reporting the Media News Group, parent company of the Daily Freeman, has failed to secure seats on the Gannett Company Board of Directors. Gannett, which published USA Today and more than 100 other daily newspapers, announced May 16th it had retained control of its board. The company's shareholders rejected all three board nominees put forward by Media News Group. The vote came just about 3 months after the Gannett board rejected a $1.4 billion takeover bid from MNG after it bought up about 7.5% of Gannett's outstanding shares. Media News Group is also known as Digital First Media, and it owns approximately 200 papers and other publications, including the Denver Post and the Boston Herald, making it one of the country's largest newspaper chains. In New York, Media News Group owns the Freeman, the Record of Troy, the Saratogian, and the Oneida Daily Dispatch. Gannett holds in New York include the Poughkeepsie Journal and the Journal News in Westchester County. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting the upcoming Memorial Day weekend will mark the unofficial start of summer, and between May 20th and June 2nd, police agencies throughout the state will participate in the Click It or Ticket campaign. Police will be out in high-visibility locations to enforce seatbelt use during that time. Legislation is currently pending in Albany that would require adult passengers in the back seat of a vehicle to fasten their seatbelts, which is not currently mandated. Under existing law, passengers under the age of 16 sitting anywhere in a car must be buckled up or secured in a child restraint system. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. The Germantown Democrats last week announced its choice of Sarah Suarez and Kyrie Christian as their candidates for town board in November. According to a press release from the Democrats, a standing room only crowd assembled May 11th in Germantown Hall. Virginia Martin, the Democratic commissioner of the Columbia County Board of Elections, and Keith Kanaga, the chair of the Columbia County Democratic Committee, supervised the caucus. Suarez owns and operates a small business. She currently serves as a member of the Germantown Economic Development Committee and the Parks Commission. Christian has been a resident of Germantown since the 1980s. He is now serving as chair of Germantown's Waterfront Advisory Committee and is the founder of the Rojan Watershed Community. The general election is Tuesday, November the 5th. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, wgxc.org. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.